G'day, this is Nerky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. In response to Nefertari's questions, what makes a UFO likely to be of extraterrestrial origin? Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your first podcast. Good job there. It's good to hear some new voices at AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace. So keep up the good work and hopefully we'll hear some more podcasts from Nefertari. Now, personally, when I try to figure out whether or not something is of extraterrestrial origin, I take a few things into consideration. The first thing being that whether or not it has a shock value and an undeniability factor. If something is going to completely shock me and seem different to what I've seen in the past in human experiences and human technologies, and if it seems completely unplausible that it would be human, then that might give it a bit of extraterrestrialness, you know. It might make it seem as though it wasn't human and was driven by an extraterrestrial. Now, unfortunately, with some Black Ops government programs, even ones that we would have seen in the past, if you had have shown someone from a Papua New Guinean village the effects of an atomic weapon, what do you think their reaction would be? It's the gods. The gods are showing their wrath on the earth. And to them, the gods would have come from the heavens. And to us, in our more enlightened interpretations, we could perceive that as being gods from heaven, as being aliens. So therefore, in our interpretation of their reaction to seeing the effects of an atomic weapon, we would say that the Papua New Guinean people would think that the atomic weapon was done by aliens. Is the same thing happening when we see UFOs? Do we believe that something that is actually created by humans is really an extraterrestrial device? I'm not denying that there aren't UFO alien crafts out there, but I'm also bringing up the question of whether or not everything that we believe to be an alien craft, is that actually a human craft that hasn't been brought into the public eye? For example, when I first saw the stealth bomber, I thought, oh, we've had those for decades. And then someone said on the news, oh, this is a new stealth bomber. And I was like, what's going on here? They've been around for years. The conspiracy theorists have been talking about them for ages now. And then the news said, oh, this is a new stealth bomber brought about by the American government, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, okay, so before then, what were we supposed to think? Were we supposed to think that they were alien devices? Well, this is a load of crap. The humans have been making these for years. And stop believing that they're aliens. It's just a stealth bomber. Well, is something like this happening when we perceive the cigar-shaped UFO craft as being alien origin rather than of human origin? Is it not unlike the stealth bomber incidents where people had seen them and they'd heard about them, but everyone believed that they may have been of human origin because they didn't seem completely unplausibly alien? They didn't seem to have enough of a shock factor that it could have been an alien device. Well, this is Nerky signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com podcast in response to Nefertari's question in her podcast, what makes a UFO likely to be of extraterrestrial origin?
Infinite durable consciousness.